This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your body language collapses when you avoid difficult conversations, and how to recognise the pattern. The physical signs that reveal what your words are working hard to hide. In short, when you avoid a difficult conversation, your body cannot keep the secret your words are trying to keep. Your posture closes and contracts around the person or topic you are avoiding. Your eye contact shortens or disappears in precisely the moments that matter most. Your gestures become self-protective rather than open, signalling to others that something is wrong. Definition: body language collapse is the physical contraction and incongruence that develops when a person suppresses a difficult conversation they know need to happen. Unspoken tension accumulates somatically, producing closed posture, reduced eye contact, and defensive gestures that communicate avoidance before words ever do. You think you have handled it. You have been professional, polite, perfectly composed, but something in the room has shifted, and the person across from you knows it too. They cannot name it yet. Neither can you. What they're reading is your body, and your body has not got the message that everything is fine. This is what body language collapse looks like in practice. It is not dramatic. It does not announce itself. It arrives quietly, a slight curl of the shoulders here, a gaze that drops a half second too early there, and before long the people around you are responding to signals you did not know you were sending. If you have ever felt like a conversation went wrong before it properly started, this is likely what happened. Most people do not connect their physical expression to the conversations they are avoiding. The link is invisible until you know where to look. In this article, you will learn to recognize 6 specific signs of body language collapse, and what to do about each one. For the broader picture of how avoidance damages teams over time, why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy, is worth reading alongside this. Why physical expression problems are so easy to overlook. The signals of body language collapse do not arrive like an alarm. They develop the way a tree bends in prevailing wind slowly, consistently, until the lean becomes the shape. Most people miss these signs for several reasons. The changes are gradual. Posture does not collapse overnight. It shifts by fractions over days and weeks, and because you live inside your own body, you rarely notice the drift until someone else points it out or a video of yourself stops you cold. The signals look like personality. A person who has stopped making eye contact during team meetings is often labelled quiet or introverted. Crossed arms get called a habit. The physical expression of avoidance gets absorbed into how others define who you are, not what you're carrying. Everyone around you may have normalized it. If conversation avoidance is a team pattern, the closed postures, the clipped gestures, and the physical distance between colleagues can start to feel like the natural way this group operates. How to recognize when conversation avoidance is killing your team's synergy explores exactly this normalization problem. You focus on the words, not the body. Most of us rehearse what we will say. Almost none of us monitor how our body is saying it, especially under pressure. The feeling is familiar. After months of avoidance, the physical tightness can start to feel like your baseline state. You stop noticing it because it stops feeling like a deviation. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Sign 1. Your posture contracts around one specific person. What it looks like. Your shoulders round forward, your chest narrows, and your chin tilts slightly down in the presence of a specific colleague. In a group meeting you sit straight. The moment that person speaks or turns toward you, your body folds inward by a degree no one could quite measure, but everyone somehow feels. Why it happens. The body prepares for a threat it has learned to expect. When you have been carrying an unspoken tension with someone, your nervous system files that person under risk. The fight-or-flight response produces physical contraction, a bracing posture, even when the only danger is an awkward conversation. Why it matters. People read contraction as guilt, discomfort, or deception. Your colleague will sense the shift even if they cannot name it, and trust between you will quietly erode. What to do about it? Name the conversation you have been avoiding. Even a brief, honest exchange reduces the somatic tension within hours. Before any interaction with this person, plant your feet flat on the floor, roll your shoulders back once, and breathe out slowly. Do this not as a performance, but as a physical reminder that you're not in danger. Eamon's note. I've watched the sign quietly convince good people that a colleague disliked them, when the truth was simply that the colleague had something difficult left unsaid. Sign 2. Eye contact disappears at the exact moment that matters. What it looks like, your eye contact is generally fine, but the moment a sensitive topic surfaces, or the person you are avoiding speaks directly to you, your gaze drops to the table, shifts to your notes, or finds somewhere neutral to rest. It lasts a fraction of a second longer than normal. That fraction is everything. Why it happens, we are wired to look away from what we fear. Sustained eye contact during discomfort requires a degree of presence that avoidance actively dismantles. The more you have suppressed a conversation, the harder it becomes to hold your gaze when that suppression is nearby. Why it matters. Broken eye contact at key moments signals evasion. In leadership, this erodes credibility. In peer relationships, it signals that you are not fully present or trustworthy on this particular subject. What to do about it? In the next interaction with the person concerned, practice holding eye contact for one count longer than feels comfortable. Do not stare. Simply hold your gaze through the next uncomfortable sentence instead of releasing it. That single second of steadiness communicates more than a paragraph of reassurance. Eamon's note: the eyes tell the truth first. Every time. I learned this the hard way in my 30s, when someone I managed told me she always knew which conversations I was avoiding because I stopped looking at her. Sign 3. Your gestures become self-protective. What it looks like. You cross your arms during conversations you are uncomfortable with. You touch your face, rub the back of your neck, or grip your own wrist. Your hands move towards your body rather than outward. These gestures cluster around specific topics or specific people, not in every conversation you have. Why it happens. Self-touching gestures are a self-soothing response. When the nervous system is under stress, the body seeks to calm itself through touch. Crossed arms create a physical barrier between you and the perceived source of discomfort. None of this is conscious. It is ancient wiring responding to unresolved tension. Why it matters. These gestures broadcast the discomfort you are trying to conceal. They make you appear defensive, closed, or dishonest to the people who most need to trust you. The pattern compounds how conversation avoidance creates hidden synergy debt in high-performing teams. What to do about it? Rest your hands open on the table or in your lap during difficult interactions. This is not a performance. It is a physical choice that actually reduces anxiety by giving your nervous system a calm signal rather than a defensive one. Practice it in low-stakes conversations first until it becomes familiar. Eamon's note: crossed arms never kept anyone safe in a meeting room, but they have kept many a conversation from happening. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Sign 4. Your voice loses resonance and range. What it looks like. This one surprises people. Your voice flattens. The natural variation in pace and tone that characterizes confident speech gets compressed into a narrow band. You speak more quickly, or too carefully, as if each word is being chosen to avoid something. Your volume drops. You trail off before completing sentences. Why it happens. The vocal cords are controlled by muscles that respond to tension. When you are suppressing something significant, that tension shows up as muscular tightness in the throat, the jaw, and the chest. The result is a voice that sounds controlled to the point of being colorless, or rushed to the point of being unconvincing. Why it matters. A flattened voice signals that you are monitoring yourself heavily. It invites the listener to wonder what you are not saying. For leaders especially, vocal incongruence undermines authority at the precise moment clarity is needed most. What to do about it? Before any conversation you've been dreading, breathe from your diaphragm for 30 seconds. On the exhale, let a small sound out. This sounds unusual, but it releases the muscular holding pattern in your throat. Then enter the conversation at a slower pace than feels natural. Slowness signals confidence. Speed signals anxiety. Eamon's note. I once sat through a presentation from a senior manager who had clearly not had the conversation her team needed. Every sentence was technically correct and completely unconvincing. Her throat knew what her words were hiding. Sign 5. You create physical distance without realizing it. What it looks like. You arrive slightly late to meetings where that person is already seated, ensuring the distance is set before you enter. You choose the chair furthest away without acknowledging you have done so. In corridors, you angle your body away. In small group conversations, You position yourself so that someone else is between you and them. Why it happens. Proxemics, the study of physical space in human interaction, tells us that we manage distance as an emotional regulation strategy. When a conversation feels threatening, increasing physical distance is the body's way of managing the threat without having to address it directly. It is subtle and almost entirely unconscious. Why it matters. The spatial choreography of avoidance is visible to everyone in the room except the person doing it. Over time, it communicates contempt or fear, neither of which supports the working relationship you are trying to preserve. What to do about it? Choose to close the distance deliberately in the next low-stakes interaction. Sit one seat closer than feels comfortable. Pause and speak in the corridor rather than angling away. Small acts of physical approach begin to recalibrate the nervous system stretch response and signal to the other person that you're not in retreat. Eamon's note. The geography of avoidance tells the whole story before a word is spoken. Rooms remember where people chose not to sit. Sign 6. Your body goes completely still at the wrong moment. What it looks like. This is the counterintuitive one. Most people expect avoidance to produce fidgeting. Sometimes it produces the opposite, a rigid, controlled stillness that looks composed on the surface, but reads as frozen underneath. No nods. No small responsive movements. The natural flow of physical engagement with another person simply stops. Why it happens. When the threat response is high but physical escape is not possible, some people freeze rather than flee. This freeze response produces a stillness that looks like calm, but is actually the body in full lockdown. The natural micro-movements of engaged listening, the slight forward tilt, the responsive nod, all of them require a relaxed nervous system. Avoidance denies you that relaxation. Why it matters. Stillness in conversation reads as disengagement or even hostility. The person speaking to you needs physical feedback that you are present. Without it, they feel unheard. For understanding how this freeze response is connected to the brain's stress reaction, what is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explains the mechanism clearly. What to do about it? In your next difficult interaction, give yourself one physical task nod once for every complete idea the other person expresses. Not frantically. Once, slowly, to acknowledge that you heard them. This single movement breaks the freeze pattern, signals presence, and begins to restore the natural physical rhythm of engagement. Eamon's note. I have sat across from leaders in full freeze mode who thought they were projecting calm authority. Their teams told me otherwise. The pattern behind these signs. These signs rarely appear in isolation. You will not find one without finding traces of the others. The single root cause beneath all of them is suppressed interpersonal tension seeking physical expression. When a conversation does not happen, the energy that conversation would have discharged has to go somewhere. It goes into the body. It tightens the shoulders, shortens the gaze, closes the gestures, and flattens the voice. The body becomes a storage system for the conversations the mind has decided are too risky to have. The longer the suppression continues, the more deeply these physical patterns embed themselves. What begins as a stress response becomes a habit. The habit becomes posture. The posture becomes, in other people's perception, character. This is how avoiding one difficult conversation can, over months, reshape how an entire team reads you as a person. There is a secondary pattern worth naming, the feedback loop. Once your body language signals avoidance, the people around you begin to mirror it. They stop raising difficult topics with you. The psychological safety that honest communication requires begins to collapse. Now the avoidance is no longer just yours. It has become the team's operating culture. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time covers what this looks like when it reaches team scale. A third pattern, people under chronic avoidance tension often compensate by overperforming in other areas. They become louder and more expressive in safe conversations to balance the contraction in difficult ones. This inconsistency is itself a signal. Fix the root and most of the symptoms resolve. Your diagnostic checklist. Use this checklist to assess where you or your team currently stand. My posture changes noticeably around one specific colleague or in one type of meeting. I break eye contact earlier than usual when a sensitive topic arises. I cross my arms or touch my face more often in certain interactions than in others. My voice flattens or speeds up when I'm near a topic I have been avoiding. I consistently choose the seat furthest from a particular person in group settings. I arrive late or leave early from gatherings where a specific person is present. People have commented that I seemed uncomfortable or disengaged in a particular conversation. I feel physically tense or held in during a meeting even when nothing hostile has been said. My gestures are open and relaxed in some conversations, but close and minimal in others. There is at least one conversation I have been putting off for more than 2 weeks. I notice a freeze or stillness in myself when someone raises a topic I find uncomfortable. My body relaxes noticeably when a meeting ends or a particular person leaves the room. If you checked 3 or fewer, your physical expression is largely congruent. If you checked 4 to 7, there's an identifiable pattern worth addressing before it compounds. If you checked 8 or more, the body language collapse is well established and the suppressed conversation needs to happen now. How to start fixing this? Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to begin. Number 1. Name the suppressed conversation. Write down, in one sentence, the conversation you have been avoiding. Not a feeling. A specific exchange with a specific person about a specific issue. Until you name it clearly, the body has nothing concrete to release. This is the preparation step I cover in depth in Say It Right Every Time, which gives you a full framework for entering difficult conversations with physical and verbal congruence. Number 2. Audit your body before the next interaction. Before you enter any conversation with the person concerned, do a 10-second physical check: feet flat, shoulders back, hands open. This is not performance. It is preparation. You are telling your nervous system that this interaction is safe enough to be present for. Number 3. Use one direct sentence to open. The fastest way to end body language collapse is to have the conversation your body has been dreading. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy gives you specific language for this. One honest sentence, spoken directly, releases more somatic tension than weeks of avoidance management. Number 4. Practice physical openness in low-stakes moments first. Rehearse open posture, steady eye contact, and relaxed hands in conversations that carry no emotional charge. Build the muscle memory before you need it under pressure. Then carry that same physical baseline into the conversation that matters. For a structured approach to building these habits over time, the 60-day transformation plan in Say It Right Every Time provides a week-by-week practice sequence for exactly this kind of progressive skill building. Summary. You can now see what most people never notice: the body keeps a precise record of every conversation you have chosen not to have. Body language collapse is not random. It is directly tied to specific suppressed conversations. The signs appear in clusters: posture, gaze, gesture, voice, proximity, and stillness all shift together. The longer the avoidance continues, the more deeply the physical patterns embed into habitual behavior. Other people read these signals more accurately than you broadcast them, often before you're aware of them yourself. The repair begins with the conversation, not with physical exercises. Small, deliberate acts of physical openness prepare the nervous system for the honest exchange that resolves the tension. For the team-level consequences of these patterns, read how conversation avoidance creates hidden synergy debt in high-performing teams. For understanding the neurological mechanism underneath the freeze response, what is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments gives you the clearest account I know. Your body has been telling the truth about your body language collapse for longer than you realize. The question now is whether you will listen to it. Frequently asked questions. What is body language collapse, and how does it happen? Body language collapse is when your physical expression contracts, closes, or becomes incongruent as a result of avoiding a difficult conversation. Unspoken tension accumulates in the body. Your nervous system responds to suppressed conflict by signaling withdrawal, producing posture and gestures that communicate discomfort even when your words do not. How does conversation avoidance cause body language collapse? When you suppress a conversation your body knows needs to happen, the stress of that suppression shows up physically. Your shoulders tighten, your eye contact shortens, and your gestures become guarded. The body cannot maintain the pretense that words attempt to hold. Over time, these physical signals become habitual and self-reinforcing. What are the most common signs of body language collapse in the workplace? The most common signs include collapsed posture during interactions with the person you are avoiding, reduced eye contact in group settings, self-protective gestures like crossed arms or touching the face, and a physical stillness that communicates disengagement. These signals often appear before the speaker is consciously aware of the avoidance. Can body language collapse affect how your team perceives you? Absolutely. Your team reads your physical signals constantly, often more accurately than they read your words. When body language collapse occurs, colleagues sense discomfort, distance, and lack of directness. Trust erodes. Over time, people stop bringing real issues to someone whose body consistently signals that honest conversation is not welcome. How do you fix body language collapse caused by conversation avoidance? The repair begins with the conversation you have been avoiding, not with physical exercises. Once the suppressed tension is addressed directly, your body naturally returns to openness. In the short term, deliberate posture awareness and preparing a clear opening statement help you enter the conversation with physical congruence rather than habitual contraction. How do I know if my body language collapse is linked to a specific person or situation? Track when the signals appear. If your posture closes, your eye contact drops, or your voice tightens only around a specific colleague or topic, the avoidance is targeted. Body language collapse, the situation's specific, nearly always points to a suppressed conversation rather than a general confidence or anxiety issue. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.